And the time is 8:56, time for a look at the commodity markets. Here's Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jim. A pretty ugly start here to the grain markets, continuing to fall the outside markets. Of course, it's been mentioned crude oil sharply lower, seeing equity markets continue their downward slide here sharply lower, and that continues to spill over into the grain markets as well. Malaysian palm oil sharply lower overnight, so we've got soybean oil sharply lower here this morning. So we've got some pretty red numbers here with beans kind of leading the way down about 20 cents or so. Did see an announcement of some beans sold to unknown destinations for this marketing year. Export inspections will be out a little later today. And, of course, crop report out tomorrow with not a lot of expectations for much change in the supply-demand ending stocks numbers for the U.S. ending stocks. Of course, March crop report, typically not a large market mover here with a little bit of an update on South American supplies, but typically ending stocks aren't changed a great deal. Of course, the bigger report will be at the end of the month when we see the first look at 2020 perspective planning. Brazil's about 50% harvested it on soybeans. That's running right around the five-year average. Other than that, grain news continues to be pretty quiet and continues to be overshadowed by what's going on here in the outside markets. So when we look at prices here, March corn at 368.5, down 8.75. May corn at 369.25, that's down 6.75. July corn at 372, down 7.25. December 20 corn at 375, that's down 6.5. March soybeans 866.25, down 17. May soybeans at 870.5, down 20.75. July soybeans at 879.5, down 20.5. November soybeans at 887, that's down 18.5. May Chicago wheat at 508.25, down 7.5. July at 509, down 7.75. May Kansas City wheat at 435.5, down 10.75. And we have May Minneapolis wheat at 515.25. That's down 10 cents. Livestock markets are equally lower here. April live cattle, 102.75, down the $3 limit. June cattle, 97.17, down 2.85. March feeders, 126.30, down 4.40. April feeders at 125.55, down the $4.50 limit. April hogs at 64.15, down 177. May hogs at 69.87, down $1.50. So grain news continues to be pretty quiet, with most of the focus continuing to be on the outside markets. Continue to suggest that's probably going to be the case here until we see a little more stabilization in energy markets and equity markets. So lower to start the week here, Jim.
Yes, quite a start to the day. Thank you very much. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Cloudy and blustery at times today. Rain becoming likely this afternoon, a high around 60. Right now, 53 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL AM 580, WYLL FM 90.9, HD1 Urbana at 9 o'clock.